You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Video games have become a huge release for lots of people, especially the many who are entering their sixth month of some sort of coronavirus lockdown. In June, sales of video games were up 26% from a year ago, but online harassment has been a problem in gaming for years. And in June, dozens of women accused streamers, people who broadcast their gaming on Twitch or YouTube, of sexual harassment, abuse, or assault. Now, a longtime video game activist is launching a hotline for people who play games or work in the games industry to get support. Anita Sarkeesian is executive director of the nonprofit media site Feminist Frequency.
I think that streaming is a new medium, and that while it's the same old abuses of power, it might look a little bit different, or it might play out a little bit differently. If this isn't a workplace issue, you don't have an HR to go to if you even trust your HR, right? Like, a lot of people don't, rightfully so. And so what does it mean for a community to rally and to reckon with abuses that are happening? How do we hold people accountable in a space that doesn't really have mechanisms for it? And I think those are some of the questions that we're starting to ask and understand of, like, is it that we just kick people out of our communities when someone who's brave enough to come forward tells their story of abuse? How do we put survivors and victims first when we're talking about, like, what does it mean to create safe communities and spaces?
Is there also an aspect of that that says, hey, company, you need to be responsible for some of this as well? And bringing them, you know, what should have already been irrefutable data, but irrefutable data.
Yes, this is that tension of, we know that you've known that this has been going on. Where have you been? So we need to move out of this sort of reactionary space and into really reckoning with, from the ground up, how are we building our workplaces and our communities to deal with the fact that these abuses can happen, and to really center victims in that, right? How do we deal with it so that we can try and minimize these issues from happening at all?
Let's talk for a minute about the other side of the equation. Talk to me about the unique issues that come up for people who make video games, because I think maybe not everyone is familiar with how tough that industry can be.
In the games industry, we have a really cute little word to describe overworking, and it's called crunch. And this is something that I think we see in tech in general, but specifically in games. I don't think that there's a separation between the issues around crunch and burnout and what we're talking about in regards to abuse, because they come from the same root of not really trusting or caring for the humanity of your workers. We see that so much, especially the really big game studios.
Anita Sarkeesian is the executive director of the nonprofit media site Feminist Frequency. The Games and Online Harassment Hotline is launching today. We'll have a link to it at marketplacetech.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.